Rupert Cutler, now Board of Directors President for the Blue Ridge Land Conservancy, says Roanoke Gas Company, Mountain Valley Pipeline, and a local economic development specialist will present the pro side of why a natural gas pipeline should be built through public and private lands as it comes through southwestern Virginia.
It's pretty clear, I think, taking that 30,000-foot view of this project, that there's a kind of a federal and governor's office economic development priority in using the natural gas that's being produced by the fracking process in Pennsylvania and West Virginia and getting it to the East Coast.
Cutler, who will moderate Monday's forum, wants to know more about tapping into that 42-inch pipeline if it is built, noting Franklin County would like access as an economic development boost. Local elected officials and environmental groups opposing the pipeline and fracking techniques will also speak. The free public forum is from 9 to 3 on Monday. Register on the Cabell Brand Center website or go to WFIRnews.com. Gene Morano, WFIR News.